Welcome back. We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 9, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Nazir, the final Mishnah of Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah, Nazir Hayah Shmuel. Shmuel was a Nazir. And if someone wants to be like Shmuel and says, I want to be like Shmuel, then he'll become a Nazir. Gederi Rabbi Nahorai. That's what Rabbi Nahorai said. How do we know that Shmuel was a Nazir? Shenemar Umora Loyala Al Roshu. Because the Pasuk says in Shmuel that she made a nether to Hashem, that the Chana, his mother, made a nether to Hashem, and a mora will not come upon his head. Ne'mar b'shimshon umora, and it says regarding Shimshon, who we know was a Nazir, of course, then a mora will not come on his head. Ne'mar b'shimshon umora, and it says about Shmuel, and a mora will not come on his head. Ma mora hamura b'shimshon Nazir, just as the word mora that was said about Shimshon means a razor. It means that no razor will come upon his head. So too with Shimshon, it means that with Shimshon, it means therefore that he'll be a Nazir. Af mora ha'amura b'shmuel Nazir. So too when we say the word mora with Shmuel, it means a razor, and we're therefore indicating that Shmuel will not have a razor on his head, meaning that he will be a Nazir as well. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, "V'halo in mora ella shel basar v'dam." It said, does the word mora in Chana's tefillah that she said for Shmuel not refer to the mora, the fear of man? Meaning Chana was davening that no person should have the power over Shmuel to cause Shmuel to be afraid of him. And so the pasuk basically means that no fear will be upon his head. And the thought is that according to this perspective, according to Rabbi Yossi, she is not saying that he would be a Nazir, but just that he would not fear other people. Amar lo Rabbi Nahorai. Rabbi Nahorai says to him, "Hello, kvar nemar." It already says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Shmuel ech eilech v'shema Shaul v'haragani." And Shmuel says, "How can I go to anoint David to be the king? If Shaul hears about it, he'll kill me." Shekvar hayalav mora shel basar v'dam, meaning that he clearly had a fear of people, and meaning he was human. He did fear other people, and so Chana could not have meant that he's not going to have fear upon him. Rather, it must mean that there would be no razor on his head, and therefore he was a Nazir. Hadran Allah Maseches Nazir v'Slik Allah, and God willing, we'll return to Maseches Nazir. But now we continue with Maseches Sota. So it's Maseches Sota, of course, talks about a sota, meaning a person who was warned against that they would a woman who the husband warns don't seclude yourself with a man because he didn't like what was going on there. She does, and then it's unclear what happens, and so he therefore causes her to drink from the bitter waters if she's not willing to admit doing anything, and if she did something wrong, then they will explode, and if she didn't do anything wrong, then they will get a big bracha. So says the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Masech Sota, HaMekane Le'ishto. Someone warns his wife not to be alone with another man. Rabbi Eliezer, Mer Mekane La Al Pishnayim. Rabbi Eliezer says that she doesn't become a sota unless he warns her in front of two witnesses. Umashka Al Pi Erechar O Al Pi Atzmo. But if she disobeys this warning and does seclude herself with this man, then the husband can cause her to drink the bitter water, even if the seclusion is confirmed in front of a basin by just one witness or even by the husband himself. But says Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Mer Mekane La Al Pishnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says that he has to warn her in front of two witnesses, Umashka Al Pishnayim, that also he has to cause her to drink the bitter waters only if the seclusion that happens with her and the other man is confirmed by two witnesses. And in other words, the testimony of just one witness about the seclusion, and certainly the testimony of the husband, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is not going to be enough to make her a sota. Rather, you need to have two witnesses. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis of Maseches Sota. But for now, wish everyone a wonderful day.